Hey, everybody, welcome to Deep Fat Fried. It's time for our special Super Bowl commercial annual episode. We do this every year.
Yet another moment where I wish I had a fucking kazoo.
Yeah. This is a show without...
We need to get a kazoo.
We do.
I can play the kazoo. I can do it.
I'm going to get you a fucking kazoo.
All right, get a kazoo.
I'm going to tell you what. We don't have a lot of traditions on this show, but it seems like this, unfortunately, has become one of our traditions. Sky, why are you so short? What are you doing?
I am a goblin now.
Are you leaning down, or is that just how you're framed?
No.
All right, I'm gonna. I'll frame you a little better there,
dude. I was jealous of everyone saying Paul was a goblin, so I wanted to look more like a goblin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jealousy of Paul.
Jealous of the Paul.
I wanted to be a goblin. Like who's not the Paul? Dude, ever since I saw Labyrinth, dude, I wanted to be a fucking little goblin.
So much of humanity has to deal with those very hard feelings of jealousy of Paul.
Jealousy of the great Paul.
It's okay.
Who's not? Paul's got a very memeable face, man.
One of us can be Paul.
I mean, that's true, but you know, like, I mean, like, I don't have any memes about me being a goblin, so I was trying to be a little goblin, you know?
Oh, okay.
Goblin Scotty.
I think I could pull off a goblin.
Well, sounds like the new forced meme on fucking the subreddit has been decided.
Cool. Goblin Scotty, I guess. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen, dude.
All right, so check this out.
If you want it, it won't happen.
There's no point in fucking any build-up. Let's just get right into it. These are the ads that aired during the Super Bowl, the biggest advertising day on American television.
It's advertising day in America.
An American tradition, TJ.
Yes, it is an American tradition.
It really is.
Yeah.
A distinctly American tradition is what we're about to do, because people do this all over the place.
If you're wondering about the order that we're going to be watching these in...
What are you doing, Scotty?
I don't know what he's doing. Stop. Stop it.
Stella.
Scotty.
Oh, he's
trying to do that. Okay.
Doing the Stellar Toast.
Paul's bit. Don't do it.
No, I'm just fucking with Paul.
No. It's bad. It's bad, Scotty. Settle down.
I'm fine with this one because I know that none of them are going to rise to that level of insipid. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let's see.
That's the bar.
So we're watching these.
Why do you think I was doing it?
We're watching these in alphabetical order. Starting with this one.
Hey, take a Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah, sure thing.
It's Moist Calzone.
What's this?
It's Bud Light Seltzer Mango.
Mango? Mango? Have we tried that before?
I don't know. Check the memory bank.
Nothing.
Must be new.
All right, let's drink this, puppy.
Sip initiated.
Tastes like mango!
Yeah! Taste buds approved.
Let's show we like it.
Commencing happy face.
Ooh, too much.
That's better.
Has the seltzer reached the stomach yet?
Yeah, we're looking at 100 calories down here.
And what do we got from the nose?
I'm getting mango! Definitely mango!
All right, let's check with the spleen.
Go for spleen.
Why? You're right. Cancel the spleen.
No, wait.
More!
Sir, the taste buds are ready for another sip.
Hey, can I be a taste bud too?
No.
I want to be a taste bud!
Shut up, spleen.
Sorry, I'm just talking to my spleen.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good.
Well, that was horrible.
That was not the only one he did, by the way.
Oh, we're going to see more of Moist Calzone.
God damn it, Moist Calzone.
He wasn't what ruined that. He wasn't what ruined that for me.
Was it the Inside Out ripoff?
Yeah. It was just their attempt at jokes that never landed.
You know what, Paul? He took their money. He's the puppet.
I'm fine with that, dude. You wouldn't take their money, Scotty?
He's the puppet. No, Paul.
They were like, hey, Scotty, we want you to be in a Bud Light commercial. Here's $6 million.
Nope.
You'd be like... Moist Calzone's
already rich, Paul, so that doesn't really... I mean, he can actually say no.
Yeah, Moist Calzone probably went and bought a new Bugatti for standing there and taking a sip of beer.
That's the decision he makes for his career. I mean, I'm not telling him that saying it's wrong. I'm saying, but he can be judged on that nonetheless.
Well, I mean, he wasn't what ruined this for me.
Unfortunately, they all have the same fucking title, so it's kind of hard to distinguish which is which. Let me see if this is the same one or it's a different one. Okay, this is the other one.
So you got Bud Light
back there.
Who the fuck want to get Bud Light?
Seltzer?
Wait, Bud Light made a seltzer?
I wonder what it tastes like.
Only one way to find out.
What are the taste buds saying?
Tastes great. No Bud Light, just hard seltzer with a hint of fruit flavor.
Light and refreshing. It says light and refreshing.
Let's get that instead.
Wait. Post Malone doesn't drink seltzer. We drink Bud Light. Everybody knows that.
Why not try something new?
Bud Light.
Seltzer.
Bud Light.
Seltzer.
Bud Light.
Season 1 was much better than season 2.
Guys, we're incredibly rich. Let's get both.
I'll get both. You got any pretzels?
Bud Light Seltzer. Unquestionably good.
Well, all right, did ruin that one for me.
I'm glad he got the Bugatti, because...
I wonder how much he got paid, man.
I'm sure he got paid a lot of money for that. He's got like a running deal with Bud Light, though.
You know, I will say this. I did feel like his screen presence really wasn't too bad, but they didn't really give him much worth saying or doing. But
I mean, ultimately,
it's a Bud Light seltzer commercial.
He's
so.
Trying to promote a fucking low-calorie fucking way to get drunk. So
he's in some movie or TV show that's coming up.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's probably going to be an actor.
I feel like he's got it going on there. I mean, like, I feel like the face tattoos kind of limit what he can do. I guess you can cover those up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that can be real.
Yeah, because
not
done.
Every character, you know,
just a makeup
face
artist.
Tattoos.
What's the shit that they all the rappers drink now?
Like Bud Light Seltzer, dude.
No, it's like the cough
syrup. No, Bud Light
and,
Seltzer. This is what he drinks, bro.
Scissor, dude.
Oh, yeah, like.
Listen.
If he didn't add for that, then maybe I'd listen.
Everybody knows that fucking Post Malone drinks Bud Light Seltzer, dude.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he does. That's what he drinks.
I don't think so.
They have a lemon lime one?
Yeah, lemon lime.
So if you go into Paul's head right now, I'd be like, maybe we should stop by and buy some lemon lime Bud Light Seltzer.
Only 100 calories, 5% alcohol.
It's like an alcoholic Sprite. Cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Sprite that gets you drunk.
I want the Sprite one, the lemon lime one, and I want the black cherry.
That's more effective to me. If someone's like, this is Sprite, but it gets you wasted. I could dig that.
That's basically what this is.
The one that they gave the individual commercial for was the mango.
But I will say this.
They're trying to lead with that mango foot forward.
But I will say this. Is it a terrible commercial? No, it's just a whatever commercial. I mean, it didn't like offend my senses.
You know what, Scotty? The revolution, Scotty, is coming.
Whoa.
Prepare. For the revolution. Oh, wow.
A wild horse.
Majestic.
This is a GM estimate.
Will sound like this. How could 1,000 horsepower be so quiet?
You know why, TJ?
Quiet revolution is coming.
All electric. That's why.
Don't spoil it.
I haven't seen it. I just know.
Don't
it's
spoil
obvious.
It, Scotty. No, don't spoil the commercial. Zero emissions.
Fuck
zero
yeah,
limits.
Dude.
Hummer.
Yes!
Hummer
the Hummer's
EV
here!
5,
hooray!
2020.
Hooray for the Hummer! Yes!
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Feel the magic.
The quiet revolution.
I know what I'm buying now. I know what I'm buying for sure now. The fucking Hummer.
You getting a Hummer, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. All electric Hummer, TJ. What a better way to say you have a small penis than to buy this vehicle.
I'm getting a Hummer, too, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Paul.
I prefer those kind of Hummers to the truck.
You say that now, but when you see me driving, see, look, you talked earlier about your problems.
If you get a sex robot that can blow you, you can get an electric Hummer in your electric
Paul
Hummer
said he had a problem with small children, like, laughing and playing. Like, if he's got a Hummer, he can just run them over.
Yeah. That's true.
And also not impact the environment as strongly.
Wow.
Actually help the environment
by killing
humans.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. It's a net positive, Paul.
Wow. Hummer eco warriors running down people
in
the street.
No one's going to blame you. They're going to be like, didn't you see those kids? Like, I'm driving a fucking Hummer. Like, you know how high off the ground I am?
Yeah. That'll be my defense when they, you know, haul me in. I'll be like, the whole endeavor was carbon positive. You know what I mean? I removed more carbon than I put into the environment.
That's definitely true. 1%
of our farmland is organic.
What about this, though?
And farmers who want to transition face monumental challenges.
Oh, this is taking on the issues, dude.
Simply by having a beer.
Whoa!
Michelob Ultra Pure Gold introduces...
Drink responsibly. Drink
to... They baited.
You know what?
They baited us.
Drink to improve the world. They're going to help out.
It's not worth it, man.
You drink that beer, it helps the universe.
Let me say this. If you have to drink Michelob Ultra to save the environment, let the world burn, dude. Just let it fucking burn. Let it all go away.
If everyone who moves like them gets one.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
All of this can turn organic.
Crop circles? Dude, is Michelob Ultra admitting they're behind crop circles?
6 square feet. And if every football fan picks up a six-pack, we could change America's organic farmland.
Watch us do it. Watch us do it because it's fucking right. Fuck you. Buy our shit. And then we'll help save the world. Fuck you. That's like just capitalism run wild for you. You know what? We fucked up the planet. But if you give us some more money, we'll fix it for you, too.
If you give us enough money, we won't kill these orphans, but...
You know what? I want to go back to that fat person dancing, too. It's like, you know what? They only showed a second of that. Make that fat person dance for a fucking 20 minutes. I guarantee they can't do it. Fuck this ad.
You don't know that. Quit fucking being fat-phobic,
sack
of shit.
They can't, dude.
Wow.
They can't.
Wow.
They can't,
fat
dude.
Fat shaming.
Fuck him. I don't give a shit.
Fat fucking shaming.
I'm ashamed to be on the same show as a fucking canceled. Fat-phobe.
Good. Cancel me. I don't give a fuck.
Coming.
Let's begin domestic scene.
Turning down thermostat.
Ready. Huh. Here we go. What do you think people did before Alexa?
Just had normal lives.
Alessa, turn the temperature down.
Alessa?
2 degrees.
Thank you, dear.
Alexei, tell me a joke.
Jokes.
Yeah, Jester wouldn't have jokes.
Yeah, he wouldn't have any of those ready.
Dude, I know I'd be doing. I'd be that fucking dude eating that loaf of bread.
Yes, Your Majesty. Alexa, chew my bread for me. Regurgitate it in my throat.
Looks like a big haunch of meat.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's meat.
Oh, what do you think on our lives? Look at
No, that's a sandwich.
Damn, that's a bad.
I can't tell what the fuck that is.
Next. News. Get your news here.
Alex.
That kid sucks at his job.
Doesn't matter.
News.
I don't know what's happening.
Play that song I like. Al, next song.
Alexei, tell us something interesting.
Okay. The earth is flat, and a witch stole his pants.
Alexamus, send this message to Prince Constantine.
Alicia, remind me to delete those tapes.
Yes, Mr. President.
Really going with the Nixon thing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what people did before Alexa.
Alexa, play my favorite song.
Alexa, remind me to make an appointment at the clinic to commit suicide.
Alexa, erase that commercial from my memory.
I love how, like, the new ad campaign is...
You're helpless without us, bitch!
Human beings have just been completely and utterly fucking stupid and helpless forever until Alexa came along.
Was it obvious?
And also incapable of entertaining themselves.
Or anything else.
Or, you know...
Can't do the most basic of tasks. Thank God for Alexa. Praise Alexa.
Also, I guess dragons used to be real back in the day.
Yeah.
That was one kind of thing we've downgraded on.
If only Nixon had had Alexa, he could have gotten away with it.
Nixon had had a dragon, he could have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, that was horrible.
Keep the shit show going.
All right.
I did see this one, unfortunately.
I didn't.
Is that Arya Stark?
It's Arya.
Yeah.
Eat dust.
Why is she undercover as an insipid piece of shit?
So they sing,
does she have any connection to Frozen at all? Well, now they know. Didn't Frozen come out in like 2010 or some shit?
Yeah, 2012 or something. Well, it's like, it's
like 10 years old as a meme and she had nothing to do with it. And what is she letting go of exactly?
Gas.
And
this is all electric, so they're letting go of gas.
Oh, okay. I think I'd rather have gas than watch this fucking ad.
I do have gas, and I'm still having to watch this ad.
Poor Paul. What was that wink for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is just proof to me that they're no longer advertising to me.
No,
they don't
not.
Care about my dollar anymore. They want that young dollar.
We don't really care about
I've never
Paul.
Even seen Frozen. I don't care to see Frozen.
Yeah, but Paul, like, what should... I mean, dude, in all fairness to you, like, you've admitted you're a fucking curmudgeon that stays at home. Of course they're not advertising to you.
What, my dollar ain't green?
Well, if you're not going to buy
my money don't spend.
Paul, there's no way you would spend the amount of money to buy this fucking thing. You see the price tag and be like, fuck no.
Dude, if they advertised this shit to me, cool, I'd be wanting an Audi at least. Help and then if I came into a little bit more money, I'd get one.
Help burn down the
planet.
Do
you guys want to watch the Budweiser Typical Americans ad that we already watched before?
Please, no.
No, we can skip that one.
Yeah, we already watched that. Where do we watch that? On a pre-post show?
Yeah, something like that.
So that's for fucking high-tier patrons. That ain't for you guys. All right, this is the Cheetos ad.
All right.
It's Hammer.
Damn.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Young
I
Hammer.
I can't touch this.
That's true.
Oh, snap.
Okay, you know what? That wasn't right. A bad ad.
All right, that was pretty good.
Well, that's not the whole ad, though, right?
It is.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, well, no. I guess... Oh, you're right. There's like that's like a teaser for it. Okay.
But that's pretty good. I have to say, as far as marketing goes, I love that.
I wish they would have just left it at that.
Well, that's the difference. That joke actually fucking works. That joke works.
All right, so here's the full. I'm downloading the full one now, which I guess I'm not going to bother downloading. I'll just bring it up here.
Come on, TJ. You fucking failed.
All right, hold on. So here's the full ad, I guess.
Cheetos has popcorn now?
Hey, I'm going to need you to... Never mind.
You can't touch this.
Help.
You can't touch this.
And they ruined it.
Yep.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, boy.
Stop. Hammer time.
I touched it. New Cheetos popcorn. Cheetos.
Okay. I like it. I like it because, dude, this is what I was talking about when it's like advertised to me. It's you can use it's a clever observation. You can use Cheetos to get out of shit you don't want to be doing. You know what I mean? Somebody's like, "Oh, you want to hold my new baby?" Like, sorry,
yeah. Why not move
Cheeto
this shit?
Fingers
covered in Cheeto dust? Can't do it.
Yeah, want to help me move into my new apartment? I would, but Cheeto fingers. I like it.
All right, it appeals to the laziness of Paul. Plus, yep. Who doesn't like Cheetos?
And who doesn't like right, Hammer?
Here we go. Big Poppy, so happy to see you. Now, I love your accent, but for this commercial, we got to really Boston it up, right? I mean, you got the clutch factor. Okay, so you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Now, just repeat after me. There's a wicked ripper by the harbor.
Oh, whoa. What's that mean?
It means there's a big party.
Okay.
You know that? Okay.
All right.
Okay, so let's do it. There's a wicked ripper by the harbor.
Wicked ripper, la 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 la.
Oh, God. Listen, let me put this in terms you can understand. All right? Listen to me. Bottom of the ninth, game seven, we need a walk-off homer, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Let's get
that's
in that mindset, okay?
That's me.
I'm going to break it down into chunks. Say wicked.
Wicked.
Ripper.
Ripper.
Wicked ripper.
Wicked ripper.
There's a wicked ripper by the harbor.
Wicked ripper by the harbor.
I think that's as good as it's going to get.
And that
why,
is
why
that,
are we highlighting Boston accents and culture?
This
please,
is a this
please
is a,
stop.
This is a trailer for a commercial that we'll see later on.
Why are we watching the trailers?
I don't know.
Boo.
So here's a real powerful commercial. Alice Johnson was sentenced to serve life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense, y'all.
If only someone could
thanks
help her.
Thanks to President Trump, people like Alice
yes!
getting a second chance.
I'm free.
Trump!
Over. This is the greatest day of my life. My heart
Trump
is just
got it done. Trump done it.
With gratitude, I want to thank President Donald John Trump.
Woo! Is it John?
It's Donald Genius Trump. Excuse
Genius
you.
Trump, okay.
Excuse me. He did for you, though.
Thank you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
He's the great emancipator.
I mean, dude, Trump freed the slaves. Like, if you guys should go back in time, it wasn't Abraham Lincoln that wanted to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. It was Donald Trump.
It was fucking Trump.
Trump's like, do it, Abe. Do it. You know it's right.
Fuck me, man. I'm in awe of that commercial. We truly do have a benevolent God Emperor, don't we?
Look, Paul.
Reunited thousands of families.
If you even doubt it, Paul, look at the name right there that signed that bill that freed that woman.
Yeah, it was,
I
mean, do you dispute it?
It?
Do you guys dispute it?
I would never
dispute,
dispute
shit.
It.
I don't dispute shit.
Trump freed the fucking slaves, and Trump freed her.
Wow. Oh, no. No, don't do it.
I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. I got the boots as black to match. Riding on a horse.
Oh, no. Don't do it, man.
You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
And here's the actual ad. That was the preview, once again.
Of course, we need the preview for
this. Here's the ad. Wah, wah, wah.
Make your move, cowboy.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached.
Yeah, his mustache did the thing. How about that, Paul? Did that tickle your funny bone at all?
Nope.
That is Maddie Black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me.
Yep, that was credible.
That happened.
Yep,
yep.
Oh, he's got speakers on his horse. That's pretty cool. His horse won't do it.
His horse's like, nope.
So now he has to admit defeat.
New Doritos Cool Ranch just got cooler.
I ain't dancing.
Did it, though?
I mean, in the eyes of some people, it did.
Did it, though?
If you were fucking 15, you'd probably be shitting your pants over that commercial.
Oh, man, I need me Cool Ranch Doritos.
I do like the mustache thing, but that's really about it.
It was kind of funny. This is a very important commercial, you guys.
Okay, get serious.
Put on your solemn face.
Okay. George started playing football when he was 4 years old. Wow. He would wake up every Saturday ready for the game.
Woody.
That became our life.
So clearly he's dead.
He had aspirations about going to the NFL.
Then
on a
he died.
Friday morning, George was shot. George didn't survive.
Then he died.
I just kept saying, you cannot tell me that the child that I gave birth to is no longer here. Lives are being lost every day. It is a national crisis. I heard Mike Bloomberg speak. He's been in this fight for so long.
Oh my fucking
he hurt
God.
My crying.
That took a real turn, did it,
dude,
not?
Dude, are you fucking kidding me? At first, you're like, wow, like this is an ad against gun violence. And it's like, Michael Bloomberg, like, ah! It's like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Michael Bloomberg suddenly gives a shit about fucking gun violence in America? Like, he's really going to do something.
Dude, who am I going to vote for, man? Every time one of these political ads happens, my vote changes. It's crazy.
Oh, like, my God. He heard mothers crying, so he started fighting.
So he started fighting.
Started fighting.
When I heard Michael stepping into the ring, I thought, now we have a dog in the fight. I know Mike is not afraid of the gun lobby.
Mayor Bloomberg takes on gun lobby.
Mike's fighting for every child because you have a right to live. No one has a right to take your hopes and dreams.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Billionaires are coming for your guns, TJ. They've even said it now in this ad. They're coming for your guns. The Second Amendment is no longer applicable.
Somebody save that poor child. Mike Bloomberg is about to suck his youth out of him.
This is the only way Grandpa Mike can live.
Another year on this planet.
All right.
Okay, well,
next.
John Wyatt, did you?
Oh, this is really insane.
I think it's time we throw.
This is one of the worst.
Going away party.
Can I have everyone's attention, please?
No.
Excuse me. Guy who thinks his loud suits a personality. Woman who claims she hasn't had any plastic surgery. I saw you in the waiting room. And you, lady who goes to Asia once and suddenly thinks she's spiritual. Guy who leans on everybody for some reason. To old luxury. You had a good run. But now it's time to zhuzh you up a little bit. I give you young luxury. John! Where were you? It was supposed to be a thing, and you made it not a thing.
Can I do that to this ad?
What's the magic word?
sexiest man alive.
Okay. Introducing the GB.
Well, just if you guys want to, I don't know. Paul, what's your catchphrase again? Bring on the nukes. Can I say it? Can sure. I steal it from you? Bring on the nukes.
I'm glad it's spreading. I'm glad people are starting to see.
Bring on the fucking nukes.
Or
holy
buy a Genesis
shit.
SUV, TJ.
Ugh. Man, that was hideous. Just like, oh yeah, hey, fucking, you tire you stuffy old rich people. How about the new rich people, huh?
Yeah, young you. Young rich.
Yeah, man. They need this piece of fucking ugly shit.
For a whole new generation of bougie. The Genesis. I guess the big deal with this is this first Hyundai Genesis SUV. Hooray.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
With another unfunny ad.
Oh, wow, it's so fucking cool. So good. Anyway. Oh, this is epic. There's four different narratives going on at once.
Whoa.
Let's cram more shit in the commercial than even I thought possible.
Whoa! That's part of the Heinz tomato ketchup fucking cinematic universe.
What the fuck, dude? That timeline all
merges. It's everywhere.
It all merges into fucking Heinz being the only ketchup that matters.
Man, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever crazy adventure you're engaged in, Heinz tomato ketchup is there, huh?
I mean, Heinz is the best ketchup, though.
No matter what's going on in your life, Heinz is there for you, motherfucker!
We have mastered interstellar travel. We've traveled the cosmos. Man, I could really use a burger and fries, though. What kind of ketchup do you have here on Grob Gork? Heinz! Like, of course! It's like,
Of course.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, Heinz ketchup is the fucking water of life, dude.
What?
The greatest invention humanity has ever had. There is no better ketchup.
So when you get hungover, Paul, you just go to the fridge like, no, I don't need water. Heinz.
Yep. Straight Heinz. Straight to the dome.
It's Paul's sensu bean.
What does home mean to me?
It's Jason Mamamo.
It's the one place I can let my guard down. It's where I can just kick back and be totally comfortable in my own skin.
Rip his arms off.
You know what I'm saying? Rawr! Rocket Mortgage understands that home is where I can be myself.
I don't really have no six pack.
And that feels pretty darn good. Oh.
Jason Momoa is really ugly
and
skinny.
Comfortable. And Rocket Mortgage and helps you feel comfortable financing that home with a personalized and convenient experience centered around you. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage.
It was kind of fun watching that. Okay, hold on. I guess there's more of it.
Take it.
Okay. All right. Good job.
All right. No. It was actually kind of fun watching that commercial last night because my mom has a big crush on Jason Momoa.
Oh.
So when she was watching, she's like,
that's true.
Oh, it's Jason Momoa. And then like they made him ugly in the commercial. And she's like she didn't know where else to go but laughter. So.
I think that was really Jason Momoa's house.
Probably not. I'm sure he has an equally nice house.
It's a nice ass fucking house.
He probably lives in as nice a house as that.
I'm sure that's for a commercial.
But I don't know. Maybe
he did. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. He was in, what was it, the Aquaman? He's been Justice
League.
Yeah,
Aquaman was a huge hit.
He gets a lot of fucking work as an actor, so I'd imagine he's got pretty nice digs.
He's got like a sex symbol status going on right now.
Yeah, so I don't imagine he's hurting for money.
Damn.
It says his net worth is about $14 million. So,
yeah, probably a house like that.
He's got a nice house.
He ain't super rich, but not for LA anyway. But he's doing well. All right. Oh, this one. Okay.
Here it is, Paul.
Rise and shine. It's Groundhog Day. And don't forget your booties because it's cold out there today.
Phil? Hey, Phil?
No, not you.
It's me, man. Ryerson!
Okay, little fella.
But way older!
Wow, dude, all these old people are still alive. Look at them.
That's Bill Murray's brother there.
Yeah, I was shocked.
The mayor as the mayor.
Good job.
That's different.
Good job.
Hey!
I mean, you think he'd, like, put up more of a fight for the groundhog
Hey!
He
got the groundhog! Yeah! You got him! Oh, he's got the...
Oh, my knees.
So now Bill Murray's character is happy because he gets to...
Yeah, because he gets the fucking Rubicon.
You get a priest to death.
Not so bad if you got a Rubicon, Paul.
Don't say your hair's too long.
Safety first.
Yeah. He's got the ground horn, Bill.
It's not personal. It's just a game. Not a bad day, huh?
You got the Jeep Gladiator here. Fuck the Rubicon, dude.
Bill Murray is dead.
I don't know where we parked. I was following you.
Dead. So all that was needed to crush this man's existential dread at realizing that every day was going to be the same would just be give him a Jeep.
Yeah, Jeep Gladiator, dude. Well, if you got a Jeep Gladiator, wouldn't your existential dread just dissipate immediately?
Maybe for a day or two, and then it'd be right back.
Nah, dude.
This commercial's claiming that he just goes on forever living the loop, happy, because every day he gets to go drive his Jeep.
Yeah. See, like, every year they have to trot out some old beloved celebrity just to, like, basically just kill them off in our minds. Like, last year was...
The dude.
No, this year we get Bill Murray. It's great.
Now it's Phil Connors. It's, whatever. Good stuff. Love it. Just keep raping my past as hard as you want. Just make it a horror.
Swing it up over your head, through your legs, thrust your pelvis.
Jimmy Fallon, ugh.
Engage
and John
the glutes.
Cena.
Yes. Here we
go. Working out sucks.
Come on, man! You just gotta see the lighter.
I don't even. Working two out unlikable sucks. Assholes in the same commercial.
Man, I can't believe I'm sitting here watching Jimmy Fallon and John Cena.
No, what?
I don't know, man.
Side of this. Side of this. Side of
this. Oh, this is it. This is how I die.
Y'all ready for this? Yeah. Yeah. Still got it, Jimmy. Y'all ready for
this? Never had it. What am I seeing?
Jellyfish.
Okay. Top
you guys
gun.
Want to switch sides now?
We're good.
Robots!
Yeah.
Man. Oh, God.
I'm so proud I could squat you.
I feel great.
A little sore.
Do you want to know what's worse than that commercial?
Nothing?
No, there is one thing worse. Sitting in forced conversation for 15 minutes with whoever thought that was funny.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
That's John Cena.
Did you see that commercial with John Cena and Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, man.
And he's fucking. Oh, and he's sore and he can't do it and he sucks.
Yeah, they were throwing a beer. I think it was Miller or Corona or something. Oh, my God. It was so fucking funny. Oh, they were just.
You know they
exist. Just running and it was fucking. And there was. Oh, they were jumping on a trampoline.
Dude, last year.
Oh, you thought they were playing volleyball. You thought they were jumping real high, but they had trampolines. And oh, my God.
Calm down, TJ Tron 9000. Dude, remember Dilly Dilly? That's the one last year. All people made Dilly Dilly. Every time I went around here, fucking people say that shit. Like, fuck Dilly Dilly. Now, well, at least this doesn't have an annoying catchphrase. I'll give it that.
Yeah. At least it didn't try to fucking. Oh, God. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah. The trauma continues. The beatings will continue, TJ, okay. Until morale improves.
Oh, this is one of the serious ones. You know what?
Or is it a faux serious one?
That's true. Ooh. It could be a fake serious commercial.
I'm going to go with faux serious.
I haven't seen this one, so I don't know. But I will say that I think the commercials that try to actually have like drama in them are actually worse for me than the bad comedy commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. They're both really bad.
Yeah. Maybe they're just both equally horrible in different ways.
Sometimes I wonder what I'd tell my younger self if I ever saw him. I'd tell him, Josh, it's going to be hard growing up homeless. But you got to believe in yourself.
But don't worry, because one day you're going to have this fucking...
Puke green Kia.
Yeah, one day you're going to have a Kia.
Hideous Kia, dude.
You're going to have a Kia the color of bird shit.
I love the lip service to poverty and shit like this. Like, man, I would tell you that while I drive around in my fucking Kia, which is, by the way, is available with all-wheel drive.
It's tougher than the world around you. In that field, that's your proving ground.
Wow.
Push yourself to be someone.
Wow, yeah, push yourself to be someone, little whoever
and
you are.
I promise someday you will.
Do it.
Come on, Josh. Josh, let's go. So he basically kidnapped his own child self.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if that, like, led to the kid fucking, disrupted the timeline and he never became a pro football player or whatever the fuck. And he just, you know.
He comes back there 20 years later. He's like a heroin
He's still
addict.
Homeless on the street corner.
Then I met that weirdo and it made me scared to go back to play football again. I was addicted to drugs.
Introducing the Kia Seltos.
I always love when like these brands and products are like trying to
trying
to associate themselves with like these human stories or whatever, as if a Kia has ever played a major role in anybody's human story. It's like, get out of here.
I associate Kia with rising over adversity.
Maybe if the Kia hit them, that might be a part of their story then. Sure.
That's what I associate. I'm like, I see
maybe
that.
Maybe if they flip their
Kia,
they have to go through like months of painful rehab and, you know, surgeries and shit.
Yeah. It would be funny if he ran over his child self and then disappeared out of the Kia in the final shot.
Yeah, he just vanished.
What have I become?
Yeah, he just... Like, Back to the Future is like, oh no, I'm that fading one, away.
That idea might have sold a Kia or two, but this shit.
Little Caesar's delivery.
All right, so I just want to say, I just want to say right off the bat, gross.
And nobody ever does that. Nobody was ever like, ah, Little Caesar's delivery is here. Yeah, no, a Pizza Hut deliveryman.
Okay, so Little Caesar's is... Of the fast food pizza chains,
the
probably quality. The most disgusting.
It is.
Like, it tastes like fucking cardboard. It's not even pizza.
Do yourself a favor.
No one should ever be...
Buy a DiGiorno.
Okay. Yeah.
I will say this. There's a lot of POCs this year.
Yeah, that's true. You
got a problem with that, Paul?
At least the hideous ad buys...
Just want to say that Paul's the one that pointed that out.
I did.
Well...
As a positive.
What's a matter of drawing attention to the diversity of to this?
Yeah, are we supposed to just quietly ignore all the diversity, Scotty? You racist piece of shit.
Call me a racist. How dare you, Paul? I'm just saying that. Why'd you point it out? I don't think you're highlighting anything.
You
Paul.
Were the one made uncomfortable by me calling it out.
I don't think you're highlighting anything, Paul.
I mentioned POCs, and all of a sudden, Scotty's all agitated.
You're the one, Paul. You're the one.
Don't point that out.
And Paul, you know, you want to do the talk over game, Paul? Let's just do that. Okay, go ahead.
Let's do it. I'm Paul.
Look at what just the mention of POCs has done
to
Scotty.
Look what Paul has done to himself.
Let's
look what Paul's done to himself. No, you know what, Paul? I'm not going to back down.
All right,
Mein Führer. Yes, right. Paul. Oh, Paul, salute me, Paul.
All right, Grand Cyclops, Scotty.
Salute me, Paul.
Sieg Heil, Grand Führer.
Salute me, Paul. You're not hiling me. Where's my Sieg Heil?
Man, I didn't realize how uncomfortable POCs made you, Scotty.
Paul, I didn't realize how much reality made you uncomfortable. Hey, Paul, let's just sit real close to each other.
I'm fine with that.
Let's sit really close to each other, Paul, and watch this together.
Yeah, sit on my lap if you want.
Sit on your lap, Paul? I'm not gay like you.
Come over here.
I mean, I'm not going to do that.
Come over here and have a seat.
Hates gays, too?
I do. I hate them all.
Look at him. Hates gays, hates blacks.
I hate everything.
Everything, man.
Well, I'm a misanthrope, so I do hate everyone.
What an anti-Semite.
It's a sliced bread.
Okay, so she said it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Uh-huh.
You got a problem. There's a new best thing.
New ideas. Go.
Travel size bread.
Sparkle bread. Bread pets.
Dear Lord.
Run the numbers.
And the numbers.
Run them again.
Sliced bread is toast.
This is not happening.
Hey, Paul. You didn't point out the lack of POCs in this ad.
Huh?
Where's the POCs here, Paul?
Oh, he's still on that POC shit? Damn.
Yeah. Where is it, Paul?
Well, there was that chick in the beginning.
Yeah, but Paul, Paul didn't highlight the lack of POCs in this ad. Therefore, he's racist.
This is the same ad. It started with a POC.
Yeah, Paul, it's a different ad now.
Look, there's an Asian
ostrich.
We moved on to a different ad.
Now it's a fat white guy.
Well, TJ, you highlighted, so you're okay.
I know.
America's bread. No, putting Little Caesars
for everybody, dude.
Apparently, listen, Little Caesars has decided we can't compete with other pizza brands. So let's literally try to compete with sliced bread.
Well, let's go with sliced bread.
Yeah. Here's a little piece of white bread.
That's basically
white
what
bread.
That's what Little Caesar's pizza
white
is.
White bread, TJ. What about bread of color?
If you put some tomato sauce on a piece of white bread and then sprinkle a little cheese on it, it's actually better than a Little Caesar's pizza. Just saying.
It is.
I would imagine.
I just hope there's no more black people in these commercials.
Whoa.
Some bad news for you. I think there might be a black person in this one. How to Not Forget.
Oh, okay. Dude, this is like, I saw this one, actually.
Hey, what is Google, it? Show me photos of
this
me
like
and
a
Loretta.
Dude who's like,
well, he's got, just, he's got Alzheimer's or something.
His wife's dead.
Okay.
Remember, Loretta hated my mustache.
This is kind of just sad. And somehow Google's involved in his life.
Remember,
in some intimate way.
Loretta loved going to Alaska and scallops. Show me photos from our anniversary. Remember, she always snorted when she laughed. Play our favorite movie.
Horrible, dude.
Oh, man.
This corporation is so evil.
God, dude, it's just like, look at this. Dude.
We'll remember your own life for
look
you.
Look at the beautiful life you had with someone you loved.
Now it will be reduced to a series of facts on Google.
This man in the world.
Damn, dude.
A little help with the little things.
Come on, Google, really?
There ain't no old people using Google to remember their dead wives. Come on.
It's just so just disgusting and crass.
Old people have like, pictures. They have actual pictures.
Remember the way she used to harangue me about my sock drawer? Fuck that old bitch.
That's what the ad should be.
I'm going to Vegas. You know what the best thing will happen? Loretta finally kicked the bucket so I can fuck strippers all day and squirt and waste my retirement money.
Finally, I'm free of that nagging stick in the mud cunt.
The first thing I did was move to Vegas the minute the bitch was 6 feet under, and now I'm blowing my retirement so my kids get nothing. Like, come on.
Remember the way you used to be able to bounce a quarter off of Loretta's ass? Those were the days.
Towards the end, it looked like a deflated garbage bag. Just hanging there, miserable and sad.
Dude, why don't they hire us to make these ads?
Because we're evil.
I guarantee you more people laugh at our ads, though.
They probably would.
Loretta's death is just juice. And by the way, I found the latest escort service thanks to Google. It's like, come on.
Google, where can I find a hot dame with the suck metallywacker, you know?
Okay, I'll find that for you.
Yes, we'll find that for you.
That might sell me on Google.
Here we go.
I'm Scout.
Hi, Scout.
I'm a lucky dog. And it's not just because I found this cool stick.
That is a cool stick.
I was in the WeatherTech commercial on the big game last year. It's that I'm a cancer survivor. Had a tumor on my heart and only a 1% chance of surviving.
Damn, but I survived.
Thanks to a cutting-edge program at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine.
Cool.
Their research has the potential to save millions of pets' lives.
Sweet. Pets make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in theirs. Donate.
Well, I'm glad the dog survived.
WeatherTech.com/donate.
Why didn't you guys use the $10 million you spent on this ad to just save more dogs?
Isn't this the same thing as just trotting out the old man to use him for your product?
It is.
It's like, oh, look at this dog.
This dog survived. But they're not selling a product. They're just outright begging for donations for
their
university program.
I mean, yeah, that's good. I'm not going to say it's horrible, but yeah, it just is crass emotional manipulation.
I mean, they spent like $10 million on this ad, or like 5.2. Three or whatever.
What was that, Matt? I don't know.
It's 30 seconds. I think that costs $5 million or more. So, like, do they really think they're going to get more than $5 million worth of donations here?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Go look it up. Maybe they got more.
I don't know. I mean, they probably don't publicly release their donation totals.
I'm sure the University of Wisconsin would.
Yep. All right. Well, maybe we'll look into it later. Here you go.
I remember loving football from day one.
Day
one. I
wrote
this a long time ago. I don't know how old I was. I hope someday I will be on a real football team. I'm Katie Sowers, offensive assistant coach for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, you lost, bitch.
Yeah, you're not on the football team.
Who wants to see a fucking ad about a couple of fucking losers?
I always knew I wanted to be a coach.
You lost.
My dad was a coach. I never saw an opportunity in football because I'd never seen a female coach before.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
People tell me that people aren't ready to have a woman lead, but these guys have been learning from women.
And you know what? That's the thing, man.
They're not ready to have a woman lead.
Apparently they weren't, because they lost the Super Bowl.
Apparently that's not a problem. Yeah.
If that position had been staffed by a man, they probably would have won. Just going to put it out there.
Yep.
I'm gonna put it out there.
Damn, TJ, are you serious?
Mom's grandma's teacher.
Just put it out there, you know? If it was a man.
TJ, I may be a racist, but you're a fucking sexist, dude, and I can call him when I see
him. Well, I'm more sexist than you are racist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Damn.
If I see a black woman, I hate the fact that she's a woman more than I hate the fact that she's black.
Wow.
Okay. That's how fucking much more sexist I am than I am racist.
It's one thing to care about someone's race, TJ, but to go their gender, that's a little fucked up, man. That's a little
fucked
up.
I think it's messed up that you make race an issue.
Well, whatever, man. You know, you can have your fucking opinion.
Making gender an issue?
But you're
that's
a fucking
fair
misogynist. You're a misogynist, TJ. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when I see a woman, I want her to give me a massage. You know?
A massage?
Yeah. Massage. Do you get it?
You want this
accomplished, Scotty.
This accomplished
woman. Brain can't comprehend.
This accomplished woman, TJ, who nearly led a team to a Super Bowl victory.
No,
give
nearly.
You a massage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nearly.
Better than you ever done.
I nearly didn't fucking fall flat on my face.
Yeah.
You know?
I nearly won the fucking lottery.
I mean, it looks better than nothing.
Oh, it's just seven numbers off.
I mean, it's worse than nothing to me. Nearly getting something but not getting it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Paul, if you don't compete, you can't win.
Are they burning the flag? They're burning that flag.
Yeah, but
what the fuck?
If you don't compete, you can't lose either.
They're burning our fine American flag there.
Sure, whatever.
What men do.
I'm glad my daughter's old enough to see this and understand how significant it is.
I'm not trying to be the best.
Not significant.
I'm trying to be the best.
It's not.
All it takes is one. All it takes is one, and then it opens the door for so many.
Good job, but it doesn't really matter.
The first woman to coach in the Super Bowl.
We're talking about coaching. It's a mental thing. It's not a physical thing. So, of course, any woman that understands football is capable of being a good
women
coach.
With their brains. It don't take brains to win footballs. It takes balls. Balls!
Yeah. Football.
Football!
I'll give you that's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
I guess Jack Nicholson was too old to do this.
Or too smart.
probably the latter.
I've got new Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original. But without any of the sugar! Here's Mountain Dew Zero.
I am thirsty.
Wow, dude, this is like a fucking dream come true for me.
Wow.
To be in the Overlook Hotel and just have Mountain Dew instead of blood, just Mountain Dew just envelops my body.
Oh, they really are going to just ruin every amazing thing in the world, aren't they?
Yep.
that really is this fucking generation's idea. It's like, let's just take every classic amazing thing and turn it into shit.
Yep.
Hey, Bryan Cranston looks really, really, really disturbing dressed as a little girl
holding Mountain Dew with no sugar.
This is like, I don't like this at all.
But I personally love Mountain Dew. I mean, I hate Mountain Dew. I hate it. Never mind.
So wait, they did this, but they turned down that what's his name, Daniel Johnson or something?
Who? Oh yeah, Daniel Johnson's
right. He did that whole
Outcome the Demons.
Yeah, like they did that. I mean, like, this is just as disturbing.
It just shows he was ahead of his time.
Yeah,
he knew.
They need to go back and get that and fucking just
say
do
what
it.
You guys want, but
just make the fucking commercial.
Are you
already
telling me you don't want to taste the refreshing Mountain Dew Zero with zero sugar, TJ, and also zero calories?
I think we all know who here wants the fucking Mountain Dew Zero.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be in the Overlook Hotel, dude, and imagine those elevator doors opening and just Mountain Dew just enters your body. Like, eventually you're just dissolved by the Mountain Dew. You become one with Mountain Dew, TJ. You don't want that?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know why.
Sorry.
I'm Katie Couric. Today, Olay launches its very first space mission.
Awesome.
Who has the keys? What? I don't know. I thought you did.
I thought women were capable.
Why are these women in space? Find out.
Well,
when
apparently
Olay's
someone
mission
found the keys.
Is launched.
God damn it. It's another goddamn trailer for fucking one.
Make space for women.
I don't know. I'm not even going to go
for it.
I'm not even going to look for it. Fuck that.
It's a play on words, TJ.
Please, can we go back? I have money. I can pay you.
The river Styx. Oh.
Wait. Is that where we're going? I mean, that place looks amazing. Yeah. Whew. I must think I'm such a baby. I don't know. Oh, scrambles. Oh, no. The fish. Okay, Miss Bigley. Miss Big, Miss Beer.
Miss B! Miss B! Miss B! Why do you... Dolphin trainer! Dolphin trainer! I didn't want to be a dolphin trainer! Stop doing that! Can you go back? No, I'm sorry! I'm like... No!
All right.
What is
the
dash lane?
Eh.
What is dash lane?
Do you don't know.
It's like a password.
Some kind of password storage saver system.
I've had that
something.
Forever. Like, how's it any different?
I don't know.
Okay.
Does it let you into heaven?
Oh, well, fuck. I'll sign up for it.
Pastries. Are you strugs to snack? Pop Tarts fix that for you. From Ho Hum. Just so yum! Pop-Tarts Pretzel is the perfect combo of sweet and salty, filled with cinnamony sugar, all in a revolutionary toaster-ready shape. It's a pretzel, but better, because it's from Pop-Tarts. Let them change your life.
All right, I'm getting that.
This generation is horrible.
No, I'm getting that. Fuck you. I'm getting me. My goddamn pretzel Pop-Tarts
right
now.
Pretzel chocolate Pop-Tart. Fuck yes, dude.
I'm doing it.
Yes, dude. I'm sold.
I don't care if the commercial was horrible and annoying. I'm getting the fucking product right now.
Admittedly, it's horrible, but the product itself sounds so delicious.
I'm getting the cinnamon and sugar and the chocolate variety, and I'm going to taste test them both, and I'm going to see which one I love more.
I'm just going to get some regular old Pop-Tarts.
Fuck you, old man. Your day is done.
Regular old Pop-Tarts for Paul, please.
Go sit on the porch and rock in your new rocking chair.
I will.
Go rock in your fucking rocking chair,
old,
you octogenarian
with
sack
your
of
old
shit.
Pop-Tarts.
My corncob pipe.
Back in my day, we didn't even have Pop-Tarts. We just used to fucking...
What did you even do? I don't even know.
You garbage,
Pop-Tarts
Paul.
Weren't made of...
Spread some jelly on some toast.
Nah, that's gross.
Nah.
What's that?
Reese's Take 5 Bar. Chocolate, peanuts, caramel, peanut...
Okay, I've had these... They taste exactly the same as the other Take Fives. You can't even taste the Reese's in them.
Oh.
Butter pretzels?
Never heard of it.
Where have you been? Under a rock?
New to me.
What, were you born yesterday?
Hey, look, it's Paul.
Raised by wolves? Are you clueless? Head
hey,
in the sand?
All right, bad. Okay, yeah, bad Trish. Puns, I guess.
From
cool.
Another planet?
All
right. Trish, none of us have heard of Take Five, so who looks stupid now?
He's got his head
Reese's
up his ass.
Take Five,
okay.
The best bar you've never heard of.
Wow.
Well, I have heard of it, and I've tried it, and it tastes exactly the same as the normal Take Five.
And they
so.
Spent $5 million on that.
Pass.
$5 million to make a terrible ad that
you know,
for a product
I mean, like,
doesn't
it,
taste good.
It tastes fine. It does. I'm not saying it tastes bad. You just can't taste the Reese's in it, so it's kind of like
did you
pointless.
See, could you see the Reese's in it?
Not really.
That's, why would they even...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy one because I'm just curious now.
There you go. That's why they spent $5
million. I mean, they
right
worked
there.
On me.
Pringles flavors. Make new ones.
How much do you think Pringles paid these people?
Hardly anything.
Hey, you guys want to stack different Pringles flavors to create new flavor combos? Here, I'll go first. Pizza, barbecue, and jalapeno. The spicy barbecue pizza stack.
Get him!
Grandpa, what's going on?
Pringles. We're trapped in a Pringles commercial. They must have taken us in our sleep.
How can we get out?
We can't, Summer. They warned me this would happen, and I didn't listen.
Stack Pringles. Make endless new flavors.
Stacking Pringles to make new flavors.
Make endless new flavors. Barbecue, wavy, and sour cream, and onion equals a three-layer dip stack.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
America, how do you must?
This is how I must.
This is how we must.
This is how...
Drag queens on my television set, good sir. They are poisoning the minds of the youth.
Yep.
I like how everything's yellow.
Just bathe in the diversity.
Dude, it's fucking... It's Urkel. Who's that guy?
It's Michael Jaleel White.
Oh, okay.
What? A.K.A. Urkel.
Urkel, yes. It's
Can
Urkel.
I do that? Yeah, I got it.
I must celery.
I must pretzels.
Okay, boomer. I see...
Okay, that meme is officially...
That meme is
that's
dead.
That's dead now.
Okay, Pepper.
So is this like a bunch of B-listers or something? Like, are these people all famous?
If you were young and hip, you would know every single one of these people.
Shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, like Michael Jaleel White and fucking... What the fuck is the other guy? The Met wrestler? Ric Flair? That's
yeah. I know Ric Flair.
That's not young someone. People shit.
It is como yo mas.
I like that dog.
Must-ba.
I know him. That was the Cheeto guy. Whoa, he turned the play button into a chip.
Damn,
dude. That was pretty cool.
That was swag.
Dude, I wish I had
jerky?
That ability.
Whoa, whoa. And beef jerky hummus? Okay, I can get down with that.
Very spicy. This is some five-star too.
Saucy.
I will say this brand of hummus kind of sucks, though.
Not according to these B-list or C-list celebrities.
There's way better hummus brands you can or making your own.
This is how we must.
Yeah.
Hummus. Woo!
Ric Flair, why? Why?
Oh, boy.
When I saw this, I knew that Ric Flair had no idea what he was promoting. It was just like, give me a paycheck! Woo!
Whoop-dee. Fucking new. All right. What's this?
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, this is that. We saw ad for this
hey,
ad.
Like.
Anal warts. Woo!
That car in there.
No, sir.
Check this out, y'all.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants. All right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker. Car packs.
All right, so let me just say this. I fucking hate the Boston accent. Anyone who talks like that should be shot.
The clicker?
They know that.
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's widely known that the Boston accent is the most grating accent to the ears that you can imagine, and they're doing it on purpose here.
Yeah. It's like they want... I don't know.
Why do you want me to associate your product with these horrible, horrible, squawking harbor denizens?
Smart Pack! You know what, Paul? Look what the car can do, though. Look what it can do.
It's Smart Pack for your car!
Hey, Tita, can your car do this? Let's watch
Not
it.
My car, my car!
Your car!
Can your car have Smart Pack?
If this doesn't end with the auto park malfunctioning and running all three of these,
oh my god, that'd be
over,
so beautiful.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
Oh god! Accelerate it now! It hurts!
Oh my god, please accelerate and destroy them.
It's smart. It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it.
Foxborough.
Packed it.
The garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it and then unpacked it.
You unpacked it?
Kid.
Game changer.
Oh my god. Was this designed to make me want to go on a killing spree?
Hey, you're getting back there.
He's got smack.
Stop.
Hey, whoa, it's
stop.
This is a ghost car.
A better way to park. Only available.
Better.
All this tells me is that I'm going to be stopping in the middle of the street for dumb people waiting for them to get into their cars because they got one of these stupid cars that automatically unparks itself.
Oh.
Fantastic.
I got smart pack.
You get to wait for me as I get in my car. I used to have to do that before I pulled into traffic, but now I can just stand on the curb and wait for you, make you wait for me. Ugh.
Welcome to the Avocados from Mexico Shopping Network, where buying stuff for your avocados totally isn't weird. Take it away, Molly.
Worried your avocado isn't getting enough skin-to-skin contact? Worry no more with the Avo Carrier.
I really think I'm starting to break.
I don't know what's happening here.
Look how always in season he is. I want one of those. Are you kidding?
Thanks to this chip floaty, your avocado will be healthy, delicious, and quiet.
So smart. So smart.
Take your avocado to meet your parents with our new travel collection.
I'd wear that to a wedding.
This music box.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I'm just going to fucking throw that out there. I don't get it. I don't get what
it's
not
funny.
I don't get what the joke is.
People love avocados. Why do they need to fucking promote avocados? People are going to eat fucking guacamole still.
Yeah.
Fox plays all their favorite jams.
I'm sorry. This song always gets me.
Protect your avocado from bears and humans with this luxury yurt. Super safe, right, Maria? And last but not least, do avocados have heads? We don't know, but look how cute this helmet is.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, your avocado is worth it. Shop now, we'll throw in Molly.
Wait.
Avocados from Mexico.
Wait a minute, they're selling a chick with avocados now?
Yeah, Molly Ringwald, dude.
Okay.
16 right. Candles and shit? Whoa.
Yeah, I'll,
Paul's like, I'm buying.
I'll take two. I'll take two avocados from Mexico. That's the best thing about it.
Always in season.
Their little jingle.
Avocados from Mexico.
Yeah, dude. I believe.
I don't get what the... Okay. Well, whatever. This next commercial did not air during the Super Bowl. It was actually rejected.
Hey, why are we watching it then, TJ?
because it was
meant to be
a Super Bowl commercial, but it was paid for, but it did not get aired because I don't really know why. But here you go.
Okay.
They clearly spent some money on it too. The animation is not bad.
Mm-hmm. Patriotic.
Oh,
he's taking a knee.
The
fish are taking a knee.
I think we see why this ad does not. Even the snake doesn't have a knee. It's still trying to take a knee.
Spider and mouse and the dog and the sheep. All of nature is taking a knee.
Damn. Even the little pig is taking a
knee. Pig's taking a knee.
Kid's taking a knee.
That rabbit's fucking not taking a knee. Okay, is he? Okay,
yep, there he goes. He took a knee.
That hawk would normally be eating that rabbit, but he's too busy taking a fucking knee.
And a hawk, that's a fucking eagle. American bald eagle.
Sorry.
How dare you?
That hawk?
Respect is the right of every...
You're a Russian agent, aren't you?
I corrected myself in...
Look, comrades, that hawk bird.
I corrected myself. Fuck you.
Fucking rusky piece of shit.
That's so true.
We talk later, Paul.
All right, Ivan.
End speciesism, Paul. Yeah. End it. End it all.
How about we just end all species? How about that?
There you go. Can't be speciesism with no species.
Take the ism off. Just end species. I can get behind that. I need to create like a little 501(c)
Mr.
tax
Peanut.
Exempt.
Mr.
Kill
Peanut's
everything.
Dead, dude.
Bringing people oh, no.
I know he'd be happy that we are all together now.
Yeah.
The tears of Kool-Aid.
What is happening?
What is that? Wait, turn your eyes.
Is that a baby nut?
It's a baby.
Just kidding. I'm back.
Where's my mama?
So wait a minute. From the dirt that his corpse is grown in, grows a baby?
Yep.
That is now he's...
He's a baby.
It's yes. Baby Peanut.
By the way, this is a... This is like one of the biggest failures ever, because people are basically using the hashtag baby nut thing to make like Jeffrey Epstein jokes and shit, and they've shut down all comments on this ad on their channel and all ratings.
I mean, baby nut, come on, dude. You don't think people's minds are gonna go to like
not only that
the nut,
not only that. People are just pointing out this is like obviously only happening because Baby Yoda got so big, and they're just like, you're not gonna you can't fucking recapture the
baby
Yoda
everything,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah, you can't just make everything a baby and like, oh, it's cute, so now we love the fucking stupid lame ass planners, Mr. Peanut, because now he's a baby.
Yeah, this ad's like 5 to 10 years old. I mean, literally, like for being on top of the trends, like that baby thing was big. Like, I mean, it's kind of around.
Well, they're trying to capitalize on Baby Yoda. It's really all it is. They're like, well, how can we get Mr. Peanut popular?
I mean, sure. I mean, that Baby Yoda is maybe the latest thing in the cultural zeitgeist. But, dude, going back from the dancing baby back in the Super Bowl, uh-huh. Like, wait. I mean, they've like, and then there was, like, puppy monkey baby or whatever.
Oh, God, that was hideous.
The baby thing has been around. But, obviously, they're just trying to capture the baby. Like, you're right. Baby Yoda was the latest. Like, oh, it's a baby.
This is the worst market. This is such so ill-advised. This is the worst marketing.
I knew they were
going to
bring
ever.
Him back, but this is literally the worst way.
Dude, they're fucking doing the fucking Rafiki with him. They're fucking holding him up.
Yeah.
They should have just had like a giant planter's nut rise out of the sea and begin destroying everything.
That would be cool.
I am reborn.
I shall
bow before Mr. Peanut.
Bathe in the blood of the innocents.
First I come as a friend, but then I come again as a destructor of worlds.
Like, that would have been great. This is lame.
No, he should have, like, fucking, he should have been, like, larger than the earth and, like, cracked it open and, like, eaten the core as, like, a nut and shit. Like, the city's destroyed, people flying through space.
If they find him, do they think it's time to make peanut butter?
America demanded change.
Oh, shit.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
And change is what we got. Under President Trump, America is stronger, safer, and more prosperous than ever before.
Best wage growth I think we've seen in almost a decade. Unemployment rate sinking to a 49-year low.
Can't deny it.
African Americans, it fell to a new low.
Unemployment for Hispanics hit an all-time record low.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
What message? There wasn't a message.
There was.
America's doing great.
Yeah,
DJ.
America does better under Trump. That was the message.
I got it. Cool.
Stronger, we're stronger.
Faster,
safer.
Our dicks are bigger. Everything's great.
Yep.
If you looked at America like a bird, and that was all you knew, would you really understand it with just that point of view?
Wait a minute.
If you had a bird's eye view of America, would you understand it, basically?
Would I understand it? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's an ad. Get it from right here on the ground. We don't just see United States. We see United Towns.
Ah.
From where we sit, just down the street, near the post.
You guys destroyed a bunch of those towns.
Yeah.
You literally destroy local economies wherever you go.
Enslaved part of the remaining populace and horrible fucking underpaying jobs.
Show these small towns that with all the businesses shuttered and closed. Don't show this vibrant little small town.
The park. When we stop and look around.
This is what Walmart's done. Give me a fucking break.
Our sparks.
It's one sparks fat of Muslim.
Hope, of compassion.
Whoa.
Of communities who stand firm.
I didn't think you could get that fat eating halal.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Expecting nothing.
You guys
return.
Don't know much about the Middle East.
I guess
we're
not.
Grateful for what you bring. And
they're some
all
of the highest obesity rates in the world.
Cool. I try to know as little about the Middle East as possible.
That we get to call home.
Because I live here.
Live better
together.
Yeah, whatever, Walmart.
Wow,
get
Walmart.
Out of here.
You know what? Guys, I've always thought of Walmart as like this evil, exploitative corporation.
But it's not.
But, you know, after watching that commercial, nah.
Dude, someone on Twitter pointed out that the nicer the company tries to make it seem and the profound community impact, you know, the more evil the company.
Yeah.
It's true.
Let's try to reform our image a little bit.
It's like Google using that old man's final days to sell Google to people.
I just wish some of these evil corporations would lean into evil, you know?
Here at Evil Corp, we don't give a shit about how you feel. Buy our products. Oh, wait, we have a monopoly. It doesn't matter if you buy it or not.
We took out this Super Bowl ad just to brag about how by the balls we got you, you stupid
Dude,
worms.
Even if Walmart ran that exact ad, people still go to Walmart still cheaper.
Man, that fucking Walmart's terrible. Anyway, let's go get to Walmart.
Most people that shop Walmart know it's horrible. They know what's done to the fucking communities around them. They just don't give a shit because they get a better price.
Whoa! Is this the future? This is the present, future Bill.
Here's your order.
Couldn't get Keanu, I guess.
Yeah, Keanu was like, no thanks.
Keanu's like, Alex, you take this one, bud. This is all you. For
Bills. He has my full confidence, guys.
Here are your groceries.
You're supposed to blast her. And
what?
Yeah, you're supposed to just start destroying everything.
That's a little coffee, right?
That's what you guys do.
Coffee!
Hey, those things.
Where are they?
Yes, R2. I am quite aware we are lost.
I don't know.
Can't even find the Walmart. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So yeah, that one was just like rapid fire nostalgia rate.
Yep.
Yeah, really, it was.
It was just like, hey, remember every single fucking science fiction property you love?
Star Trek. Yeah,
they all bow before your corporate master, Walmart. How do you like them apples, bitch?
Dude,
the fucking Starship Enterprise shops at Walmart.
You know what the problem is? Because now these giant companies own all of this shit. They own all of it. It used to be, like, owned by, you know, like, creative minds. Oh, like, George Lucas owns this, so he's not going to hoard out. I mean, like, George Lucas hoard out Star Wars, but I never saw Star Wars in a fucking Walmart ad. I mean,
I want some McDonald's. Let's go.
You know, I think they should have had just, like, Jean-Luc Picard down there be like, I see now the wonders of capitalism. You know, it's just like, man,
we
fuck
failed.
You, dude.
There could be a new and better way. The Walmart way.
Ugh, this is just sapping the life out of me. I see you
at door and I want to pay you. Whoa! Pepsi. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Pepsi's got a zero calorie drink now, which I guess they already pretty much had, but. Yeah.
Why is Missy Elliot still able to book big commercials? She's not making albums anymore. Whatever.
Well, Pepsi.
I mean, it looks pretty much exactly the same as the Coke Zero bottle. Like, shouldn't they have done a different color other than black? Because Coke Zero already does black.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the soda industry is really not in. The reason you see only Zero products is they're in dire straits because people have obviously realized, like, hey, if you drink soda, it's really bad for you. So the amount of soda consumption is way down.
It'll go back up. Don't worry about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
After this commercial.
Yeah, this commercial is going to drive it.
I'm getting a case.
I think most people are going to stick with the Zero shit.
I'm getting a case on my way home of Pepsi Zero.
Awesome. Well, that's all the commercials I pulled.
I see a Pepsi and I want it painted black.
So there's some deficiencies here, too. You didn't pull any of the movie trailers associated.
Yeah, I didn't pull the trailers.
Yeah, what happened to the trailers?
I didn't pull them.
Fast and Furious 9 trailer, too. We didn't see that, man. Didn't see that trailer, man.
Yeah, there was a new Bond trailer, too, during the Super Bowl.
No time to die, TJ.
All right.
I guess you're slacking on your fucking
substandard shit, TJ. Fuck's going on here?
Fast and Furious Super.
Look, TJ, I might be a horrible racist, dude, but at least I didn't forget the Fast and Furious ad.
I didn't forget it. I decided not to do it.
But... Oh, you decided for the people. You decided what the people wanted, huh, TJ?
Uh-huh.
You missed these two people. I'm waiting for that Fast and Furious ad, TJ.
Well, here is a compilation of all the Super Bowl trailers, I guess.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you, TJ, for doing your job.
Here you go.
You don't know everything about me.
I feel like I kind of do.
You're a pretty established character at this point.
The Avengers weren't my first family.
We know.
Okay.
You fucking have mentioned.
We know that about you.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Like, yeah, that's been part of your fleshed out backstory, so.
At some point, we all have to choose between what the world wants you to be and who you are.
Terrible. Terrible. Whoever owns the rights to the Inception music, just like pull those rights for everything but the movie.
That
Inception.
Wasn't even the Inception. That was like worse. That was like. It sounded like someone getting a blender going
for
a second.
You know why they do it though? It's to get people's attention.
Yeah.
That's why in a lot of advertising, like, your sirens, you'll be like,
wow, what's that?
If you're on the radio, what do you hear all the time? Whoop, whoop. And you're like, what? And it's all like, TJ's pest control. You know, whatever.
It looks like they're trying to give the Marvel properties the Dark Knight treatment.
We're not ready for the...
No, I'm just saying. Okay. It looks like they're trying to grit up and Dark Knightify their movies now.
Yeah. John Cena's in this, too.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait a fucking goddamn minute.
Dude, yeah. I've never seen a truck flip like that before.
Is there a movie that maybe...
I seem to recall some kind of famous film doing that truck flip stunt.
Nah.
So your way of one-upping it is...
It's bigger.
It's a longer truck.
You're going to have three compartments, and it's going to be CG instead of real, like it was in The Dark Knight.
Yep. No, this is real, TJ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a practical stunt right here.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Yep, that's clearly not CG.
Nope.
Good point. Go to space. Space.
Space, bitches.
Space.
Damn, he's going car bungee jumping in this one? Oh, hold up. No.
I wanted space, though, dude.
All cynicism aside, though, there's a car bungee jump in this.
Dude. Paul, you check out
back
these
on,
movies.
Though. Where's space?
Dude, they've done some crazy shit.
Go to fucking space.
They've stretched the incredulity and plausibility of what cars can do in this movie so much.
I think they might have reached the bar where I'll watch one of these again. He's going to bungee jump his car off a fucking cliff?
Yes.
All right.
You ever flown one of these things before?
Nope.
Sick.
That was cool.
Secret finds its way out. It'll be the death of you. This was your choice.
Yes. Yes.
No time to die.
Yes.
full on hard.
Yeah, it looks good.
I want to see it.
It's time. Wanda, welcome home.
Vision Residence.
I'm gonna burn this place to the ground.
Oh, Disney Plus is getting a Loki series?
Yeah, they're pimping all their upcoming Marvel shows now. Well, which, by the way, from what I could see there, they look pretty fucking cinematic in quality.
Well, after The Mandalorian, a lot of people were like, oh, there's not really much else on Disney Plus for me to stick around.
So they need some other stuff. Because I'm canceling mine because I don't have anything to watch on there right now. There's not enough original shit.
What about Loki?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring it back for that. I want to check out all those shows, honestly. It looks kind of interesting. I think I might be more... I think it's more on my level to make these TV shows than movies at this point for me. Maverick.
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
You know what happens to you if you go through with this.
I have everything I need to have you court-martialed and dishonorably discharged.
The end is inevitable, Maverick.
What are you going to do?
Here they come! Look in the air! Look in the air!
Oh, shit, dude.
Do you think it's got to kind of suck to watch that as, like, Val Kilmer and see Tom Cruise shirtless and still looking good?
Yeah.
And just being like, look at me now. We used to be kind of equivalent, and now I'm this, like, bloated fucking... I look like something that washed up on the beach, you know?
So we were definitely right. It is definitely Maverick versus the system. You're like, we have enough to court martial you.
Oh, of course.
You piece of shit, Maverick.
It's always Maverick versus the system.
I mean, that's why he's called Maverick.
Now,
right?
This looks good. I like Jets. So, you know, I'm down. This is the quintessential Jet franchise. So I'm down to watch some Jets.
Jets.
Fuck yeah, man. Looks pretty good.
What's this?
Ronnie, what do we got? Some kind of fire? We got units headed out there now.
What the fuck?
It's Quiet Place 2, Electric Boogaloo.
We won't survive.
Let's just call it Loud Place, because this trailer's noisy as fuck.
There are people out there. People worth
boom, blah, 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 blah.
They really got the fucking essence of this.
Yeah.
I will admit, they kind of got me with that, that scene where the fucking creature just comes out of nowhere at the beginning.
Oh, yeah? It got spooked you a little bit?
They actually nailed me with that jump scare, which I usually don't respond to those. But then again, I didn't even know I was watching a horror thing. So.
It's the prequel. It's the prequel to Quiet Place, not a sequel.
Okay, prequel. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like as the invasion happened or whatever.
It just gives it a more expansive setting. I mean, I don't know. I'm not...
Whatever.
Maybe it'll be all right, but it's not... I don't know if it's really in the spirit of the first movie.
Eh.
This summer, get ready for action. Bad guys, snacks, more bad guys, tiny whiteys, explosions, jet bikes, nuns, nunchucks, autos, braces, chest hair, yoga, pilots, a pet rock, Tupperware, kung fu, get ready for the minions.
Blah, blah, blah.
I agree with that last guy.
Holy shit.
That looks awful.
Beyond
awful. Like, I thought for a moment the minions had kind of died off. I hadn't seen any minion memes, even like the old fucking boomer types, where they were done with fucking minions and they just reinserted into the cultural zeitgeist again. So thank you for that. Fucking who makes this Universal? Fuck you.
Yeah, it's Illumination that animates these.
The commercials in this game are really expensive, SpongeBob.
It's just the pregame.
You got 26 seconds to tell me everything in this movie.
So yes, sir. There's fast cars, flashbacks.
It's the same trailer.
Robots. A wise sage.
It's literally the exact same trailer. Yep.
And
they
got Keanu for this. All right, cool.
Hello.
Churros. The only thing missing is Gary.
Gary! Let's go find him.
I smell a road trip.
That could be my breath.
The SpongeBob Movie, Sponge on the Run.
Yeah, that was money well spent.
Well, I'm kind of glad that my nostalgia is not tickled by SpongeBob. I don't care about that. I never watched no SpongeBob, so.
When it comes to speed, there's only one name.
I've studied the best spin moves.
How's this a movie?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I race the fastest in the world.
Okay.
He makes us all look slow.
I'm wild. But he's on another level.
Is this a Sonic commercial?
It's all about the rings.
He turns on the burners. Good luck.
He's just a blur out there. What's this for again?
Great question. I have no idea. But please, McCaffrey, go on about how amazing I am.
You're mine, Hedgehog.
Why do they always put like quotes in these that it sounds like the actors are saying about their careers? You know what I mean?
I know.
Why did I get myself into this? Yeah, good question. This looks terrible.
Jim Carrey, what are you doing?
Now that's what I call good cop, bad cop.
This is just bullshit, dude. Dr. Robotnik is supposed to be fat.
Yeah, that's like my biggest complaint about Jim Carrey's look going into this. Like, why didn't they fatten him up? Give him a fucking fat suit, man.
Dr. Robotnik is supposed to look like an egg. He used to be called Eggman. Supposed to be just round with tiny little stick legs.
Yeah, they kind of just made him just the fucking twirly mustache villain. They didn't make him
fat.
He's not fucking fat. If his hair's not wild enough, he just doesn't seem like Dr. Robotnik. He doesn't.
Dr. Robotnik was the fucking best part of fucking.
And where's the loud, like, kind of jumpsuit fucking get up he has? He's wearing just like a fucking black suit in this.
It's just bullshit.
It's not Dr. Robotnik, dude.
Lame. All right.
Close the gates!
Oh, shit.
Of our northern cities.
Oh, this.
I guess it doesn't really matter because they can climb up walls.
Their leader fights alongside a witch.
What is this again?
Crush these murderers, Your Majesty.
Every family
must contribute one man to fight.
You're a war hero. You've already made many great sacrifices.
My father cannot fight, so I will take his place.
Is it a problem that I can clearly tell she's a woman shot that
she's
supposed to be impersonating a man in?
No, that's not a problem.
Is that a problem?
Okay. No.
Northern invaders will kill her.
If I expose her, our own people will kill her. When we take the Imperial City, I will take revenge.
For my father!
What is your name, soldier?
Hua Jun, Commander, son of Hua Zhou.
No.
There's no fucking way, dude. It's not even fucking believable.
Nope.
I'm a dude, totally.
Nope, not passing.
Oh, I'm a dude. Totally a guy. You will now take the oath of the warrior.
Loyal.
Brave.
Did I gotta face the fucking Mongol hordes?
Release!
Fuck that, dude.
God damn, how long is this?
You will die pretending to be something you are not. Yet here I stand, proof that there is a place for people like us.
A girl threatens our plans.
A warrior.
So wait, they gave her an evil chick to, like, be her enemy or something?
That's what it looks like.
Okay. Lame!
Dropped all the music from the movie.
I kind of want to see it.
No.
I kind of want to see it. I'm not even going to lie. I kind of want to see it.
They basically make a Disney
it looks
kind of
like shit. It looks like trash. It looks like garbage. Go ahead, Scotty.
They basically make it like a Disney martial arts movie.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe it'll be good. I don't know.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Mouse, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. They're spending an exorbitant amount of money. I think it's like $300 million to put in the production of this movie. So they're betting a lot that it's going to be a huge hit. I mean.
But did Disney even have to pay for this Super Bowl ad? Don't they own Fox? They could probably just.
I don't know. How does that work?
I don't know how that works with the channel.
Do they pay themselves?
I mean, it's got. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, that's. Are you guys satisfied now? Is there any other fucking commercials you want me to pull, Scotty?
Let's see.
No, there's not. Okay, well, wrapping it up. Anyway, see you guys next year with another one of these torturous fucking things, unless we die.
Damn,
or something happens.
We're not doing any other content till next year. We're making people.
Well, I'm
wait
saying
till...
we're not. They're not going to see us do Super Bowl commercials again for at least a year.
Well, I think people understand.
Unless
that,
we die or you know break up or whatever the fuck. Who knows what a year
breaking
brings,
up,
but...
TJ. Tired of your shit, TJ.
Maybe we should just review normal commercials all year. The people love it so much. Maybe our new fucking brand is we just are the guys that watch all the commercials.
Scotty,
that
would you please just slap Paul across the face as hard as you can, please?
I don't really want to, dude.
I think you should. I hate that suggestion.
He knows I'm right, dude. Oh, God. That's the way we get to the top, man. We watch them so you don't have to.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
We remember it so you don't have to.
God damn you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
TJ Brain Broke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bald Eagle is a fucking hawk. I'm telling you.
I'm glad you guys are fucking sitting down. Rush Limbaugh reveals he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
How did that happen?
Oh, Rush Limbaugh got lung cancer? I'm still recording. That's good.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's a little positive note. Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer.
Yes.
I'm going to go get some of my own by smoking a cigarette. See you.